Good morning, Blind Abilities. I heard a couple of posts last night, one from Jane Sue and another from Jessica, talking about the Do Not Disturb feature and how they'd like to have a Do Not Disturb that really did work if you're doing your homework or if you're working on your phone or if you're sleeping and reading. And I just wanted to make sure that we all fully understand the features within the existing Do Not Disturb function on the iPhone. So let me show you a couple things. You're probably well aware of them, but sometimes it bears repeating. I'll flip to my Do Not Disturb. I'm in my settings.
Do Not Disturb button. Do Not Disturb settings. Back button.
Now let's swipe through it real quick.
Do Not Disturb heading manual off. Double tap to toggle setting.
There's your manual on and off. When you're in a time of day that's not during the range you've set for your Do Not Disturb hours, you can always come in and turn this button, this manual button, on, or you can ask Siri to turn on Do Not Disturb, and that will activate this manual control.
When Do Not Disturb is enabled, calls and alerts that arrive while locked will be silenced, and a moon icon will appear in the status bar.
I'll continue.
Scheduled on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Here's the scheduled, and the hours that I have set are
from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. button.
From 9 at night to 7 in the morning. Let's continue swiping.
Allow calls from favorites button.
Now here's where we get to the conditions of our Do Not Disturb. For example, I have a setting for allowing calls from my favorites. This would allow folks only in my favorites list to get through the Do Not Disturb filter. If I go into this, however, you can make it more restrictive.
Allow calls from Do Not Disturb back button.
And I'll flip quickly.
Allow calls from heading everyone. No one. Selected favorites.
So I've selected favorites, but you could conceivably
no one
allow no one to get through the filter. I'll go back to the previous screen.
Do Not Disturb back button. Do not disturb. Allow calls from favorites button.
Let's keep swiping.
Incoming calls from your favorites will not be silenced.
There you go.
Repeated calls off. Double tap to toggle setting.
I have repeated calls off. You can leave this off or turn it on, in which case folks who try a second time within a certain amount of minutes, I think it's 1 or 2 minutes, would get through the filter. But again, if you want to tighten up your Do Not Disturb, leave it off. Continuing.
When enabled, a second call from the same person within 3 minutes will not be silenced.
3 minutes. There you go.
Silence heading.
Here's what I think we may not be completely aware of. Let's take a look.
Selected, always.
Let's look at this one. I have always selected. This is the silence condition.
Selected, always, only while iPhone is locked.
This, I think, is the default, which means that only when our iPhone is locked does the Do Not Disturb work. If you've got your phone open and you're working on it, whether you're reading a book, whether you're working your emails, whether you're doing something else while your phone is unlocked, the Do Not Disturb function is disabled. See, I ran into this when we were podcasting. I would often do an interview on the phone and my notifications would keep bothering me and keep interrupting me. And then I realized I actually had this set for only on lock screen. And then I went to change it to
selected, always,
which means even when I'm working on the phone and it's open and unlocked, the Do Not Disturb feature will work.
Settings, back button.
So I think that might be something that we'd want to look at. Double check your Do Not Disturb settings. Of course, you're well aware of this stuff. It's not rocket science, but often we don't really remember what's checked and what's unchecked. I thought it might help. Take care now.